So the Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday on affirmative action. And in our discussion, we heard how important it is for some colleges to provide a diverse learning environment for students to the point that it might invite a constitutional challenge. Certainly was the case for the University of Texas. Affirmative action, though, is not simply an abstract legal doctrine. It's potentially part of the university brand at some schools. And that brand comes from word of mouth, comes from athletic programs, the university community, and the faces on the college brochures. That's right. You've seen these. Maybe 4 to 7, 8 kids hanging out, smiling, having the time of their lives, clearly from different backgrounds. Montika Wilmshan is the director of the Institutional Marketing Program at the University of Wyoming. Her award-winning team has done everything from create the university's web design to print those kinds of publications, the brochures I was just mentioning. Montika, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So first of all, how do you, in a brochure, put together the materials that project a diverse environment?
I think first and foremost, when UW speaks of diversity, we are not just thinking of race and color. We are also thinking of all of the other areas of diversity. So we're looking at the multicultural, the ethnic, non-traditional students, women in sciences, the math, the technologies, our veterans, and as well as all our LGBTQ community. So we are really looking at this from a broad perspective. So to the eye, someone that may be looking at a brochure may not necessarily immediately recognize all of those areas that we're covering, but they are all covered within the materials.
And you put these materials together, and then university trustees or somebody higher up gets to look at them, and they maybe give you some notes, something like that?
Yes, certainly. Our materials, depending upon which materials we are producing, they will generally go above our heads to other individuals within the VPs, and they will take a look at those and make decisions. But there's a great deal of thought that goes into these different productions, whether it's a video or a publication or the website. One of the most important things that we are doing at the University of Wyoming is we are trying to be very, very accurate. So we are always looking at that balanced initiative. We want to make sure that we're really balancing the opportunities at university for the diverse communities.
Right.
The reality of what actually exists on campus.
Gotcha.
So it's important, and this is one of the most relevant discussions on campus. When we have a diverse student come to campus, we want them to know that what they were presented is accurate and real when they arrive here.
So have you ever submitted some stuff and the vice presidents come back and say, we need some more blacks or some Asians, or that person didn't look gay enough, that kind of thing?
Absolutely not. Now, back in 2000, the diverse...
Never?
No,
You've never been asked that we need a different mix here. It's not quite working.
No, what I can tell you is those discussions began well before. Back in 2000, a diversity team began these discussions, and that team is very active on campus and has done a great deal of research. We are working with our students, our faculty, our staff. We've also partnered with 5 HBCUs across the United States. So these discussions are actively going on a daily basis. So there would not be a case in which we would produce a document that would then go forward and be requested to include something that was not accurate to UW.
Well, so no. I'm not saying not accurate. I'm just saying that do you have to go around and find students in particular sort of groupings that maybe would be difficult to find candidly? Do you have to stage some stuff?
No, actually, that's a great question, and we do not. We have a very active professional photography team here on campus, and most of our photography is candid, so we are going into classrooms and into real situations. Now, I will tell you that you're going to notice if you looked online at possibly the diversity page or the SDIC, which is our Strategic Diversity Initiatives Committee, and you saw their website or you looked at their particular brochures, clearly they are going to have more obvious diverse individuals within those departments or within that publication. The reason for that being that we are taking, again, candid shots of those programs. So those are the individuals within that program. So naturally, as we are producing those materials, those will naturally have more photos than our standard brochures and our standard, you know, institutional view books.
Well, it's certainly the place where affirmative action, if it exists as a legal doctrine, actually lives in the marketing of an institution. Montika Wilmshan is director of institutional marketing at the University of Wyoming. She's responsible for the web designs and print publications, all of those brochures. Montika, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.